Well, you're not going to trick anybody in this league. It's very common every season when it starts, when you play in your home opener or opener on the road, that you're probably going to see 20 to 30% of what we refer to as unscouted looks. So we're in the same boat that Chicago's in. I mean, they're going to run plays that we haven't seen them run before, and we may run plays that they haven't seen us run before. You know, but conceptually, they'll have something to draw from, no different than we will. I mean, their principles of their defense, offense, and special teams are intact, no different than ours. And that's why you play the game. So I don't see us going down and tricking people in the first couple weeks, you know, of the season based on us having a new scheme. Well, the reality of playing in the opening game is you have the whole off season to prepare. So we always spend time in the off season on our division opponents. We always spend more time on our opener. So we've had plenty of time to research Jay Cutler in Denver. We played there 2 years ago. So we have some familiarity with him as an individual. Had a chance to watch all of his snaps in preseason and try to project how they're going to use him in their offense.
Go back, Mike, to the scheme, and tell me, where do you feel you're at with it now? Are you completely comfortable? Has the development gone as you thought it
would? Our defensive scheme? Yes, I'm very comfortable where we are. I think really the biggest accomplishment that we achieved was in the offseason. I felt coming out of the offseason program that our players had a pretty good grasp of our defensive scheme when we left here in June, and it showed up in training camp. It's a tough scheme to practice against every single day. It's very challenging. So, you know, that's the first hurdle. We create a lot of problems for our defense based on the way we play offensively with the different personnel groups and formations. So there's a lot of good quality work on a practice field in the installation phase of our training camp, and we've had some productivity in the preseason games. So I'm very comfortable where we are, but you know, it's the start of season. We're 0-0, so are they. But I feel that we've hit every target that we set out to hit during the preseason. I really didn't make the scheme change more based on our opponents, our division opponents. I'm clearly aware at the time when we did make the change that we would be the only 3-4 team in the division. You know, that may be an advantage. But really, the scheme change was as much personnel change as it was, you know, with going to the 3-4 scheme. I just think it helps our overall football team. It gives us an ability to be better on special teams, which was an area I felt like we really needed to upgrade. Well, Nick, looked good today. You know, we've had two padded practices, Monday and today. I think he's, you know, definitely on course of coming, you know, having a full recovery. He looks good. His game tape was good. Don't have any questions about that. I've said it before, said it Monday. I just think you have to be smart with how much you play players coming off a major injury. So that's something that will factor in as, you know, in our planning. Well, I'm not sure. Thursday night, make decisions on. Well, Nick will play in the game. He's going to play in the game Sunday.
When do you decide what specific?
Well, you build it during the course of the week. So. I think so. It's which 3-4 do you play against? Do you play against what some people refer to the traditional 3-4, you know, the two gap scheme, and that has a little different personnel makeup than our 3-4 scheme? It's more of an athletic and, you know, multiple scheme look. So I think anytime you're a multiple scheme look, whether it's 4-3, I mean, you can do the same thing in 4-3 as 3-4. It's a challenge. And the first game is a challenge. I think it's it's really the way the NFL goes. But we are not sitting here counting on fooling Chicago for Sunday night. It's going to come down to fundamental football. That's where we're spending our time. Big thing about quarterback play and really offensive football, you know, everybody talks about it, but it's really what you're chasing every single day in practice and you're trying to carry it over to the game field is the rhythm and timing, you know, and that's where I think Aaron is at a high level right now. He's played very well in the preseason, you know, regardless of who you're playing against or how long you're playing against ones and twos. I mean, you still have to go out and play, and he's in sync right now. So you have to keep working every day to keep that, but he's had a good preseason.
Is this the best you've seen
him? In the preseason?
Well,
clearly. I mean, compared to last year. Well, he's played some good football last year, too, in the games. So he's playing at a high level. Well, Raji he tested yesterday. It did not go as well as we would have hoped. So just like every player that comes off of an injury, they go through a testing procedure with the medical staff. He'll test again tomorrow. So that's the first step. And as far as the people that will play there, Johnny Jolly's been taking snaps here. He took snaps here Monday and again today. So at the nose position. He's making progress, slow progress. So we'll see how this week goes.
You got a couple of good tight ends, some of the Bears. You know, what does that do as a play caller? You got two tight ends and you produce
them. What does that do to the play caller? Well, two tight ends is it gives you the ability to be more versatile in formations. I've always felt the ability to get in and out of one back schemes versus two back schemes. If you have those type of tight ends or they have the ability to do the in-the-line blocking, the backfield blocking, the displaced formation routes and things like that. So it just gives you a lot of versatility. Well, we have a lot of respect for their corners, you know, both Bastion and Tillman. I mean, they're veterans. That's a defensive group that's been together a long time. They do a really good job of, you know, route recognition, pass concepts. I mean, it's a group that you may hit them the first time with something, but, you know, I think they do a very good job on the boundary of making game adjustments and so forth. It's like any other game. You always want to go in and be balanced, but you know, the way they play us probably dictates the way we'll probably respond and play against them, too. So that's part of the chess match.
How eager are you to see Colin Jenkins back on the field, and what can he give you?
Colin Jenkins is a disruptive player. He's done it for us both inside and outside. But I think he's an every-down player that I've always felt is one of the better players on our football team. So his health is important to the success of our defensive line, and he definitely brings that to the table. I look at Clay as very similar as Nick Barnett as far as just being smart, coming off the injuries, you know, how many snaps he plays in the different personnel groups that we'll use him in. So we'll just be smart for him. Just watch his snaps on special teams also. Will's doing better. We're going to test him tomorrow, so tomorrow will be a big day for Will. Well, we'll just continue to go with the guys that have done it all preseason. You know, Jordy's been back there, Tremont. Also, Charles Woodson can jump in there at any time. Well, I mean, it's something that we definitely have to have ready going into the season with only two quarterbacks, and that's something that we'll continue to work through during the week. I don't have the exact – I have a little wait and see to answer that question further, but we have a couple guys we've talked about.
Like this kid has struggled a little bit against the Bears. Mm-hmm. Do you identify any issues with his game?
Well, I think the biggest statistic that comes out of our matchups with the Bears, we're 2-4 in our six contests with the Bears, is the turnover ratio. The loser of the game, or the winner of the game, is, if you go through the record, you take the turnover ratio is plus 14. So, I mean, that's the biggest statistic. Whoever takes care of the ball better has won the football game. I think that the second glaring statistic is the special teams. They've done a much better job in our contest on the special teams front, particularly in the field position. So those are two major focuses for us. I mean, that's all part of the game. They do a great job taking the ball away. They play with a lot of vision. They play very well as far as second and third reaction. Their defensive pursuit, I think, is the strength of their defense. So you have to take care of the football. You got to be smart with the football. And, you know, no different. We've had some big games against them when we did take the turnover. We took the balls away from them. We got to do the same this week. I would like to think we've always emphasized it, but it's really the way personnel decisions fall. Sometimes it's pretty clean cut. You know, sometimes it really comes down to the special teams' responsibility of the players. I think more times this year than the past 3 years, it clearly came down to special teams' play that really was the deciding factor in these tough personnel decisions. So. I think we definitely need to improve on special teams. It was not a strength of our football team last year. I thought 2 years ago we were definitely headed in the right direction. We had a good year in special teams, but you know, last year we took a step backwards. Well, if you watch the preseason, there's not a whole lot of difference. If you break down their defensive call statistically, there's a lot of carryover from Bob Babich to Lovie Smith. I've had the opportunity to compete against Lovie as a coordinator back in New Orleans, so you know I spent my summer time looking at those games. But Rob's a very good coach. His defensive lines have always been very disruptive. I mean, it's a veteran group, so. They look like they're playing well. They fly around. I think the best thing they got going is their experience. I think Peace it was a good addition for them at the linebacker. It's a good linebacker group. A lot of respect for him and his time in St. Louis. So we're playing a veteran defense, and they're well coached, and they have a complete understanding of their scheme. And you have to play this defense a certain way. Oh, it's exciting. It started Monday for us. You know, if anything, you probably got to watch where you don't overdo it, myself included. In the team meeting today, it's an exciting game. It's a game we look forward to. It's the longest rivalry, in the NFL. We'll have a traditional type conversation tomorrow with our team and show some video just to educate our rookies, as far as the history of this rivalry. So. We take a lot of pride in the approach to every game, but this is a unique football game.
Mike, last year Week 3 and Bills the Wildcats result. As a coaching staff, how do you have to take the look at that because by the end of the season it doesn't look well. Expect to see this year. Last year we didn't face the
ball. Well, that's all part of unscouted looks. If it comes in Week 2, Week 3, Week 7, I mean, it happens in our business. I think it's very important to try to stay on the front side of the curve. I think the NFL is just a big cycle. There's not too many things that you're going to invent in the game of football. It's most likely somebody has already done that particular scheme or that particular play in the past. So, and that's all part of building your system, whether it's offense or defense. You have to have the adjustments in place, the core principles in place, that you can make adjustments when you have that unscouted look. There's going to be plays that are ran in this game Sunday night that we haven't seen them run. and they may run a defense that we haven't practiced against. And it'll be no different when we line up, you know, when they're looking at us too. So that's the way it is in this league.